The crowded Turkish Straits cannot accommodate more oil tankers. With prices high and Kazakhstan oil exports growing, backers of the competing pipelines are scrambling for advantage. Ted Ferguson heads the consortium to build the Ambo Line, 850 kilometers from Bulgaria west to Albania.
We've got, I would say, the next 6 months to 18 months to get ourselves in position to start construction.
New York investment banker Richard Ennis is promoting the rival Romanian route, the Pan-European Oil Pipeline, PEOP, that would extend 1,300 kilometers from Romania west through Serbia, Croatia, and Slovenia to Italy. It would cost more than Ambo, but would carry twice as much oil. Ennis concedes that only one of the rival pipelines may be built.
The pipeline that gets built first is going to be the one that wins. And while some of the competing pipelines may be inferior to PEOP, if they get built first, they'll be the winning pipeline.
Gligor Taskovic, Macedonia's Minister for Foreign Investment and a former Ambo official, is confident that Ambo will win. All that's missing, he says, is the financial commitment of an oil company.
All the proposed Bosphorus bypasses, and there are five, require an oil company. No one has one yet, despite what certain media might say, and we'll be the first.
But a third route, the cheaper and shorter Bulgaria to Greece pipeline, may be the closest to securing financial backing. This 280-kilometer line is backed by Greece and Russia, who through Gazprom would own 51% of the pipeline. Bulgaria's foreign minister, Ivailo Kalfin, says both the pipeline to Greece and the one to Albania are needed.
I think that both pipelines are absolutely realizable. They're very important for Bulgaria. Bulgaria is working very much for them.
Former oil company executive Frank Barastro says pipelines themselves are seldom profitable. That, he says, is why it's difficult to get them built, particularly when they transit more than one country.
The more stakeholders and the more countries involved exponentially makes the project more difficult and more time-consuming.
At least one of the rival oil pipelines is likely to be built, but the winner of the race is still in doubt. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。